Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 21, 1804. Day 161 of the expedition. Camped at a small run on the starboard side. The camp is in or near present-day Mandan, North Dakota. The captains see many and pass several abandoned Mandan villages and know they are very close to the main villages. The Arikara chief who is with them and who is to make a peace treaty with the Mandans is a great help in identifying landmarks. Captain Clark writes,
"A very cold night. Some rain in the night which froze up falling. At daylight it began to snow and continued all the fore part of the day. Passed just above our camp a small river on the larboard side, called by the Indians Chischotar. This river is about 38 yards wide, containing a good deal of water. Some distance up this river is situated a stone which the Indians have great faith in, and say they see painted on the stone all the calamities and good fortune to happen to the nation and parties who visit it. A tree which stands alone near this place, about 2 miles off in the open prairie, which has stood the fire, they pay great respect to, make holes and tie strings through the skins of their necks and around the tree to make them brave. Captain William Clark, October 21, 1804.
The Indian name of the river Clark mentions means fork of the river and is now called Heart River and reaches the Missouri at present-day Mandan, Morton County, North Dakota. The ritual at the oak tree is no doubt the sun dance, practiced by a great many Plains Indian tribes. It is a ritual of endurance of physical pain. The artist George Catlin has left a vivid memory of the ceremony among the Mandans. The ritual was discouraged when the Indians were moved onto reservations and placed under the authority of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, but is now making a comeback among the young men in some of the Plains tribes. The ceremony is not open to visitors and is staged in secluded places. Tomorrow, Captain Clark attacked with rheumatism in the neck.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.